just given the length of the readings today, I just point out the really obvious, interesting contrast between the first reading from Daniel and the gospel reading. In the first reading, of course, Susanna is innocent, and God has rescued her in that innocence against terribly unjust judges who obviously had plotted against her. And so we see kind of in this old covenant the triumph of justice over injustice. But Jesus does something new, and the church putting the gospel reading from John on the woman caught in adultery right next to this reading from Daniel is just perfect, because, of course, it shows the triumph of mercy over justice. The woman in the Gospel of John that was caught in adultery and brought before Jesus, or actually she was already being readied for stoning, Jesus happens to come along and see what's going on, and they just can't resist, right? Pharisees, scribes can't resist. They're going to actually make sure, you know, that they drag Jesus into this to see what he's going to do. And of course, they got all their arguments prepared. They have a right to stone her. She was caught right in the middle of the act of adultery. They've got, you know, her dead to rights, you know, to stone her. And so they're going to bring in Jesus, who, of course, has been preaching compassion and mercy. And they think they really got him in a bind. And of course, he comes onto the scene. And instead of trying to say, well, have mercy, have compassion on her, which of course is what he wants to say, but he can't say it directly. So he very trickily says, let the first among you who has not sinned cast the first stone. And of course, when that happens, what he does is he puts the responsibility for judging, the responsibility for not showing compassion, the responsibility for not forgiving back into their laps, pointing out that they needed forgiveness too, that they have committed sins too, perhaps not as seriously as this woman, but that they had been forgiven, they had been shown mercy. And of course, the sense of hypocrisy, they want to stone this woman when they themselves have been shown mercy, the sense of hypocrisy begins to overwhelm them, and one by one they go away, at which point Jesus relinquishes her from any kind of just punishment in a pure act of compassion. Then neither do I condemn you. And of course, this woman is almost powerless before him. You know, she's just almost probably shaking, you know, and he straightens up and goes, well, woman, isn't no one condemned you? And of course, no, they all went away. Well, neither do I condemn you. Go now and commit this sin no more. It's the triumph, not of justice over injustice, but the triumph of mercy and compassion over justice itself. Now the love-justice dialectic in the hands of Jesus favors love, favors compassion, favors mercy. And of course, Jesus has effectively communicated it so that by denying the woman mercy beyond all justice, they are, as it were, you know, manifestly hypocritical, and they can't do it. And so Jesus ushers in a new era, the era of mercy and compassion and love, even above the dictates of justice itself. A mercy upon which we are all dependent, a forgiveness and a compassion upon which we are all dependent, with, of course, the one proviso that we show the same forgiveness to others, which can, of course, heal all horrible things that have been done, and, of course, lead to not only a better world, but to a salvation, an eternal salvation in love with the Lord of love. Amen.